Yes, if you're just joining us, thank you so much for making it a date with us today on the Bold Christian Ministry. I want to say Happy New Year to you. I think the last time we held this fellowship was on the 4th of January. So I want to say Happy New Year to you, and I pray, wish us a prosperous new year. It will be a year of fruitfulness, a year of blessing, a year of testimonies and abundance in our lives and in our homes, a year of sound health, peace, and progress in our lives. And I pray so shall it be in our lives in Jesus' name. Welcome today on another interesting moment on the Bold Christian Ministry. This is the vision of the ministry is to ensure that the love and the hope of Christ is preached in the generation and is shared amongst each and every one of us. And I pray that as we spread the love of Christ, as we extend the hope of eternal life to as many that we encounter each day, the Lord God Almighty will give us a return, His love, and will help us and so as to be able to make heaven at the hand and to be able to enjoy the riches of His kingdom here on earth in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for joining us once again on the Bold Christian Ministry. It's an online platform fellowship, of course, where we get to share the Word of God and where we get to remind ourselves of who we are in the kingdom of God. And I pray that as we continue to fellowship together, as we continue to share in the Word of God, the Lord God Almighty will bless our lives in Jesus' name. Today we have, of course, an interesting subject before us. Of course, as we know that it's a new year, and when it comes to a new year, there are so many kinds of resolution that people will make, and there are so many interesting things that people will say. Well, last year has gone, and this is a new year. I want to start afresh. And of course, so many people they just declare a new year resolution. They even pen it down on their diary. They write it down on paper. They have it in their head and they work with it every day and all that. But out of this year resolution, out of last year's resolution, if you look at it point blank, how many of those things were fulfilled? So many prophecies, so many things, that people share on social media and stuff like that. But, we need to ensure that in order for the things that we decide to take effect, if it's not in line with God's word, if it's not backed up by God, if you are not being led of God, and then you just write down some things and all that. Of course, you apply faith, but our life is a diary that is written from heaven. It's been read from heaven. And if it's not in sync with what was written down by you or by someone else, and you come to the close of the year, you get a look at it again and say, oh, this one was partially fulfilled. This one was, it just shows that we need to do more of fellowshipping with God. That's the way for us to know what He has in mind for us. Of course, as we progress in the journey of life, we need to take God along. We need to commit our lives into the hands of God. That's the only way we can fulfill our destiny and our life here on earth and assignment. All right, so today we are looking at a very interesting subject here. The topic before us today is unequal yoke, unequal yoke. But before we proceed, let's have a word of prayer. Let's close our eyes. Let's Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for today. We bless your name. We give you our thanks. We give you our praise. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness upon our lives. Thank you for your abiding presence and your precious promises. We thank you, Lord, for making us see this glorious year. Lord, we are praying, we are asking, oh God, that you will order our steps this year and order our ways in Jesus' name. Lord, we do not know how to live our lives. We commit our lives. We commit ourselves. We commit everything about us into your hands. Lord, we pray that you lead us, you guide us, you will help us, oh Lord, to grow in your strength each day, to grow in your wisdom each day, to grow in your knowledge each day, to fulfill that which you have proposed for us in the name of Jesus Christ. As we look into your word, we pray that your Holy Spirit will interpret your word and give meaning to your word in our lives, and the purpose of your word will be fulfilled in our lives in Jesus' name. Well, thank you, Father, for we know it is done. Open our eyes to see that which you want us to see through your word today, and open our heart to receive that which you have in store for us today. Thank you, Father, for we know it is done. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. All right, once again, welcome. We are looking at a very interesting subject, like I did say earlier on. The topic before us is on equal yoke. And I think you would have seen that, basically on the flyer before now. If you are on WhatsApp and you see the post there, you will see the unequal yoke. And that is actually a subject that is peculiar to individuals, basically. Almost everyone on earth is tied to something, basically. So unequal simply means two things that are not the same, basically. And a yoke, it's more like a wooden piece, cross piece, let me put it that way. That is, if you've read about a traditional way of farming, basically. For those who are in Africa, for instance, and or those who are in Europe, anywhere at all, before tractor came, there is a old traditional way of farming, basically, of plowing by farmers. So they kind of put a wooden piece on two different animals to tie them together. And then they put something at their back, and then that begins to plow the ground, and then before they start putting in seeds and stuff like that. So it's a wooden piece that ties two things together, basically, two items. These two items may actually be two different animals. Could be a cow and a horse, or two different animals. So the yoke there is that piece that ties them together. When you tie two animals together that are of two different kinds, you begin to discover that they won't be able to function the way they should function. If you tie a bird, a pigeon kind of bird, with an eagle, you tie their legs together. The strength of that pigeon is not strong enough compared to that strength of an eagle. When you tie a cow together with a horse, their strength differs. The way they think differs. The way they reason differs. Though they are seen as four-legged animals, but their reasoning is different. When you tie a hen or a chicken, for instance, and a turkey, you tie their legs together, the way they would function will be different. You tie a cat and a lion together, the way they will function is different. And that's the most interesting thing, because it's as we begin this new year, we need to start thinking in our mind and start having the right mindset of what are the yokes in our lives that has tied us together with something else. What are the yoke? We need to start identifying those yoke, and we'll read through a few scriptures, and then as the Holy Spirit helps us, we'll begin to look at the different yokes that ties men to something else, and they are unable to function properly. We look at the first, the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. That's the first passage we'll be looking at. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14. It says this, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Be ye unequally yoked together. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? Righteousness first, then unrighteousness. Sin first, then righteousness. You know, you look at two different things, righteousness, unrighteousness. Righteousness means doing the right thing. Unrighteousness means doing the wrong thing. So these are matters that must be addressed in our lives for us to be able to scale up to the next phase of life that God has designed for us. So, Apostle Paul in his writing to the Corinthian church actually, you know, discovered that there are things that the Corinthian church has refused to do as a result of their old lifestyle, as a result of their orientation from when they started, before they started, you know, learning about the ways of God. And it's saying that, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light, which is the kingdom of God, with darkness, which is the kingdom of Satan? So there are always these two things, two factors, basically. And it's time for us to start thinking. You find words like yoke being used by Jesus. You find words like yoke being used by Paul. And you find some other words that are similar to that in the Old Testament as well. It's for us to be able to understand that we don't have to leading ourselves with some kind of burden that shouldn't be part of our lives. And you discover that when you, like I, you know, cite an example earlier on, when you tie a pigeon with an eagle, you tie a cow with a horse, you tie a hen with a turkey, or a cat with a lion, you discover that they will not be able to function properly. So also, God that made us understands that our life has to take a kind of shape that is being designed from ever. If our life is not adjusted to the lens which God wants, we begin to discover that there is a vacuum in us that is, you can't explain it, right? You know that there is vacuum in you and you're stuck. You want answers, you're not getting it. And you begin to make choices that are not in line with what is written of us from heaven. you discover that some people you discover that they have some kind of gift, and someone says, well, this person has to be, this thing is from God. For this person to be operating this way, it shows that it's a gift from God. What is that thing that is not making us function properly? And we need to start having a rethink, have a moment of reflection in our lives. There are some people amidst us that are yoked with some ungodliness. Some ungodliness, which could be friends, which could be things that we do that is not making us function the way God wants us to function as individuals. When Christ said in the book of Matthew chapter 11 verse 29 to 30, take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke upon you. Now the yoke here that Christ is saying is a yoke of righteousness, is a yoke of purity, is the yoke of holiness, is the yoke that will help us to function according to the lens of God, according to the design, the original design, individual, every one of us, whether young or old. There is a particular design, there is a particular way everyone wants us to function. If we are not in synchronization and we are attached to the carnalities of the world, to the we live our lives as a sinner, we live our life doing the moral things that God forbids. Though somebody can be rich, even if you sit a rich man down, there's still a vacuum in that person that is yet to be filled. And you can only know and make the right decision based on what you know and received from God. Based on what you know and you receive from God. You see, for us to be able to understand the mind of God, for us to be able to know what God wants us to do, we need to submit ourselves to His government. We need to submit ourselves to His lordship. A natural man will see himself, people will see him as, well, he's successful, is one of the, you know, richest person in Africa or in the world, or is the most influential person and all that. When you get close to this individual, you begin to see the way they function, the way they operate, the way they, you know, and all that. The riches that they claim to have, it's a riches, it's a kind of riches that if care is not taken, it's not gotten through illegal means. And if by any chance it's being gotten through illegal means, it's not used for things that edifies. So there is always a vacuum for you to live a life that pleases God, for you to be able to function properly the way God has designed. You need to be in full alignment. And you need to live a life of righteousness, a life of godliness. That is the only way your life will begin to take shape. Your life will begin to be in synchronization based on what God intended for you. So someone will wake up in the morning and then will decide that what he wants to do is to fornicate. That tells you that that person doesn't have the ability to live a life without sin. Someone will wake up today and will say, okay, what I want to do is when I get to the office, I want to change the numbers. I want to steal some money. I want to
use some things. I just want to do something, or someone will wake up, you know, in the morning and we decide, today, this person that has been cheating on me, I want to kill the person. It shows you that none of us, including me, have the ability to overcome sin and to live the life that God wants us to live if you do not submit yourself to the laws of God, to the policies of heaven. None of us, including me, we do not have the ability to live a life without sin. We can only live a life without sin. We can only live a life of godliness, a life of holiness, a righteous life from the perspective of God, from the side of God. What rules the world? What makes the world this bad? Wherever you turn, you see iniquities everywhere. You see someone fighting, you see someone stealing, you see someone killing, you see someone. What is responsible for these are spiritual beings that has been cast down from heaven as a result of their rebellion against God. And nobody is a match. Nobody. You are no match for any spiritual being. You are no match for them. Nobody is a match for Satan. You can only overcome through the person of Jesus Christ. That's the only way you can overcome sin. That's the only way you can make the right choice. You can make the right decision. There are some people amidst us that are listening to my voice that today you need to make up your mind to live the right way, to live in the ways of God. I'm not talking living a moral life or being a free thinker, you know, or something. No, I'm saying obeying the laws of God, doing the will of God, obeying its commandments, doing what he wants you to do. When you begin to follow the rules of heaven, when you begin to live righteously, when you accept the person of Jesus Christ into your life, you are no longer, though you have the ability to do certain things, no, but Jesus will not allow you to do what you want to do. That's the interesting thing about the kingdom of God. That's the interesting thing about not being yoked together with unbelievers, not being yoked together with sin. Don't say, I've lived a righteous life. I donate here. I give money there. I help the poor. Those are good things. But are you free from sin? That's what we are saying. Are you free from iniquity? Are you free from lasciviousness? Are you free from immorality? Are you free from porn? Are you free from fornication? Are you free from lying? Are you free from all these things? You can only be free from them if you operate from the lens of heaven. If you allow Jesus Christ to regulate your life, that's the only personality that can regulate your life, that can make you live right in the sight of God. Before Jesus Christ met the 12 apostles, I mean Peter, James, John, Matthew, the 12 apostles, Thomas, James, the lost brother, before Jesus Christ started, you know, interacting with them. You know, you discover that when you read through the book of John chapter 17 in verse 11 to 12, even Jesus Christ said, "Is the Father that gave the apostles to him." Some of us, we just wake up and then we discover maybe somebody is nice in the office and we just discover we want to make the person a friend. You have no control over what the person does to you. You have no control. In choosing a life partner, you cannot just wake up and say, because this person dresses well, I like the hairdo, I like the way she walks, I like the way she, you know, she has a good body, she is this, she is that. Before you can, you have no ability within yourself to know what is ahead, to know the right person. It's only God that can give you who will be a helpmate for you. It's only God. It's not by your calculations. It's not by, okay, maybe she's an engineer, she works in a very robust firm and she earns 10 million per. You are doing your calculation. All that will end in futility if you don't allow God to choose for you. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 17 in verse 11 to 12, you know, let's read John chapter 17 in verse 11. In verse 11 and 12, John 17, 11 and 12, it says, "And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father, keep true thy own name, those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. While I was in the world, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou givest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that is the scripture, might be fulfilled." It is God that gave Jesus the 12 apostles. That this journey that you are going to fulfill on earth, to die on the cross for the sin of the world, I will give you. So you now come, you said you want to choose someone based on your own mental ability. It will end in futility. And if you have made that mistake, you need to go back to God and ask God to help you. I met a young man who, I met a person in church and we were interacting and, you know, so many people want to be my friend, but if I check and then you are not part of those that God has given me, that friend, it can't work. It can't work. You don't force friendship. You don't force friendship. And so many of us have been entangled with sin from meeting someone who will feel that this person will influence our life positively. So we need to start taking account of our lives 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 12 years ago. There are some of us that some friend, we have to, in fact, disconnect that friendship even from today. You need to make up your mind. As long as you are in friendship with that person, some of us, we don't even know what Lotto is all about. Playing Lotto, gambling, and doing all sort of, you know, visiting, drinking, alcoholism, entering into alcoholism, drugs and all that. We were novice to those kind of lifestyle until we met some set of friends, and that has destroyed our life and has disconnected us from God. So as individuals, we need to start making up our mind, taking inventory, because you have no ability to fulfill and to fulfill the assignment God has placed. You are just looking at yourself. Maybe you are listening to my voice. You are saying, how can God forgive me? I am into smoking. I'm a chain smoker. I'm addicted to drug. How can God? Let me just tell you. You have an assignment on earth from God that you need to do. Everybody, nobody comes to the world as an experiment. No, God didn't put you where you are now that this person is a specimen. Let's see how he's going to. No, you are not an experiment. You are not a specimen. God designed you to fulfill a goal on earth. There is a mission for you. So in case you don't know, write that one down somewhere. There is a mission for you on earth. And you can only know and fulfill that mission if you are in full alignment with God. Full alignment. Even if you decide to go to God today and say, God, what do I want? What do you want me to do? He will not answer you. No. As long as you are not in synchronization with His will, you need to be under His government before you will be able to tap into his resource to know what exactly he has for you to do on earth. So, some of us will need to detach from ungodly association today. You need to say, no, I am not doing this. You need to do so. When your life is being altered by Jesus Christ, His choice will be your choice. Though you're saying, no, this thing is hard. No, His own choice. You can't live your life. Many of us will live our life based on, I heard someone say, you know, on YouTube, I was watching a so-called preacher, said, by the way, who is Jesus? And this person is meant to, and he has a church and all that. That kind of person can, he doesn't even know where he is. He doesn't know, if he realizes where he is in the world and what he is doing, many of us, it's when we die and they open the books and say, you are supposed to fulfill a mission in the office where I placed you between 2022 to 2000, or between, some of us will begin to see those books when we have passed on. And it will be a wasted life. It will be a wasted life. When you allow God to alter your life, His choice is your choice. His life that He lived will be your life. His character will be your character. His habits will be your habits. What He endorsed is what you endorse. What He does is what you will do. What He says is what you will say. Where He will not go, you will not go there. Someone say, so how can I, what kind of life is? That is the best life. That is the best choice. Believe me, that is the best choice. Some of us, the friendship that we have been keeping for years, and we have been entering into depths as a result of ungodly friendship, as a result of envy, as a result of things that are, we are now entangled with, it's not even a yoke now, many yokes. And we are finding it difficult, looking for answers. I have good news for you today. The answer is Jesus. That's the only person that can alter, that can adjust your life to the lengths that God intended. The only personality that can adjust. When you come to Him, you are no longer capable of making decisions by yourself. You are no longer capable. A reason is because when you make certain choices based on your mental faculty, at the end of the day, it will end in futility. Though it may seem as if you are gaining ground and you are moving and you are progressing, you are making money, it will end in futility at the end of the day. So, be ye not unequally yoked. Don't be unequal yoke with unbelievers. Don't be unequal yoke with sin. Don't the leading with iniquity. Paul the Apostle said in Galatians chapter 5, in verse 1, let's read. Galatians chapter 5, in verse 1, it says there, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Stand therefore in the liberty. So, before the apostle met Jesus Christ, they have their own life that they lived, that they cannot even explain. They can't explain. It was until when they met Jesus, that was when their life started taking shape. Their life started, you know, looking the form of what God intended for their life. And that's the dilemma of life on earth. Making the right choice, deciding what to do. And you will discover that no matter how, you know, how the apostle, before they met Christ, they were living in life, they were living in, some of them, they lived a moral life, they were called free thinkers, they were just living the life that they know is not the life that was designed from heaven. When you meet Jesus Christ, your life will no longer be your life. Even if you want to take decision, you first of all go to him first and say, is this thing good? If he says no, you drop it. And there are some people that will walk into our lives that will destroy our life. Somebody said there, two friends actually went to a particular restaurant to eat. And then two female ladies, they went into a restaurant to eat, and then one of them stood up. When they've already, you know, served them the meal, and then one of them stood up and said she wants to go and eat herself in the washroom, in the bathroom. And then when she went to ease herself, someone was watching from another side of the, an onlooker, let me put it that way, that came to eat too, you know. And then she was watching the other lady, and then immediately the other lady left. Both of them are friends, they were very close. Immediately the other lady left. The one that was seated on the chair opened her bag, brought out a powder or something like that, like a charm, sprinkled heat on the food of the other person, and then immediately adjusted herself. And then when the onlooker saw what was happening, the other lady came from where she went to eat herself, and then she sat down and she was about digging. That was when the onlooker said, don't eat that food. There's something in that food. You see, it's not about the calmness of someone's face. Oh my God. Hey, being nice does not mean that person is living in life of Christ. Bearing a Christian name is not equal to be born again. Singing and ushering or being an eldership in the church does not secure the right standing with God. Does not mean that person is, you can see the brother sweating, carrying speakers even in church, or doing or being nice to you, take care of hope all around. It does not amount to righteousness. The word, your decision so far, where has it taken you? My question to you today is, take an inventory. Have you taken an inventory of your life? What are those friends that you need to drop before 12 a.m. today? What are those habits that you are struggling to to do away with, but you have no ability within yourself to drop them. Why not surrender to Jesus? Why not come to Jesus? Why not accept the presence of Jesus, who is capable of adjusting the lens of your life to be in synchronization with the design that heaven intended for you? You see, some of us, we feel that we are just, it ends here. Life just ends here. I have good news for you. You have an assignment, but that assignment, maybe some of us have even known the assignment, but we choose to go the other way and we are still struggling. Why not come back? Why are you struggling on what you should not be struggling with? Or maybe God has even spoken to you that particular person you are working with, please stop working with that person. Why? Why can't you stop? You don't have the ability to put a stop to some things until you accept Jesus. No. Even if you tell that friend that, no, I don't want to work with you because ever since I met you, my life, I've been gambling, I've been a chain smoker, I've been, you know, doing drugs, I've been... If you do that without accepting the person of Jesus, it's a matter of you come back to that life again. It's only Jesus. When you give your life, giving your life to Jesus, meaning that you want him to alter your life, to start adjusting the lens of your life in line with the righteousness of God. In line with the righteousness of God. You accept that you have no ability to survive in the world. You have no mental ability. I don't care how many things you backed. If you like backed honorary, if you like backed PhD, if you like backed 2 masters, 10 masters, that's not the subject now. The subject now is to be on equal yoke. And you can only be that through the person of Jesus. You can only be that through the person of Jesus. When you see someone whose life begins to take a negative shape or form, he has started living a life that he personally chooses, not the one that God chose for him. No. Not the one that Jesus chose for him. He just woke up and then he decided that, you know, this is it. I want to live my life. Nobody should talk to me. No, he removed all the quality checks, quality control, do away with Jesus, just abandon this and then live thy righteousness. No, this, when you see a man living a negative, his life is begin to take a negative shape. That person has started living like mundane men. He has started taking decision behind God. You don't have the ability to live by yourself, to overcome the challenges of life, to live independently of sin. You will be yoked with sin, no matter where you go. You will be yoked in sin. It's only God. And that's the essence why Jesus Christ died for us. He came to alter our life. He begins to, you know, new things, begins to tell you, do this, no, this one, you can't do this, no, you cannot lie, you have to wait for your time. Okay, it will take some time. It begins to alter your life. You want to buy a land, it says, no, don't buy that land now. That money, do this, do this, do this. This one you need to take care of. If you are not ready, it's okay. When you are ready, you can come to him. If you are not ready to submit to his lordship, your life will continue to be what it is today. And if your life begins to, 10 years from now, when you take inventory, you discover that you are there's not you you are you have not even you are where you are. You are where you are. So many people will knock at your door to say, I want to be friends with you. Maybe your neighbor will knock at your door and then they will even bring food. I remember a neighbor who, when I'm coming from outside, he will want to gist. there are so many friendships, so many of the friendships that some of us keep as held in scars, different scars has come out of that friendship. And we are yet to heal from those kind of friendship. Why not decide to give your life to God? Why not decide? As we begin to have a rethink, as we begin to engage in life's activity, we need the person of Jesus. And that's the only person who can order our lives, who can shape our lives, who can help us to live a life that God intended for us. And I pray that as we begin to decide, as we begin to have a positive mindset, to following Christ, to accepting the person of Jesus, He is always available, and His grace is sufficient to make us live above that which we are struggling right now in. That as many that wants to accept the person of Jesus, I will be praying for you right now. If you are listening to me, close your eyes and pray along with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word today. Thank you for sending your son Jesus Christ to come into the world to die for my sins. Lord, I know not how to live my life. I want to accept the person of Jesus. I accept Jesus Christ today as my Lord and personal Savior. I want Him to alter my life. I want Him to give me the grace to serve you to the very end. Lord, I pray that you will help me from today onward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So as you begin to exercise and begin to follow Jesus, as you begin to operate from the government of God, Jesus Christ is a personality that will help you, that will grace you, that will help you to overcome the challenges. When you have problems, you come to Him. When you're in a difficult situation, you come to Him. When you find no help, you come to Him. When you want to make decisions, you come to Him. He is the personality that has been given to us to alter and shape our lives. So I want to encourage you to read the Bible, join yourself with a fellowship of minded Christian who are on, whose message is centered, a church that the message is centered on the teachings of Jesus and is being practicalized. It's not just teaching on the pulpit. You can see them live the life of Christ. That is a Bible-believing church. Join yourself. Look for one, even if you have to leave the one you're attending right now, to join a Bible-believing church. Do so from today. And I pray that as you decide to follow Jesus, as you decide to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, He will help you and He will see you through in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for joining us today. Till we meet again on the fellowship from the Both Christian Ministry. I pray that God will bless our lives in Jesus' name. Join us next time on Family Essence. It's a bi-weekly fellowship, online fellowship, where we gather and share the Word of God. Of course, You can follow through our flyers or you log on to our website at theboldchristianministry.org. I pray God will bless us and enrich us in Jesus' name. Thank you. God bless you. Have a good day.